Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. Happy to report that I am chatting with Richard Postma, aka Doc. And Doc, there's a lot to talk about today, all on the back of escalating trade war fears between the US and China. We're seeing pretty substantial move into some of the safe haven assets, those being gold, US treasuries. But when we look at some of the more risk-on assets, the US markets continue to fall. Now, all of them down over 2.5%, and the NASDAQ down almost 3.5%. One thing that's curious about this move into safe havens is that it is coming with gold. Even the US dollar, I think you can argue, is getting bought back. But you look at some of the corollary trades to the precious metals trade. We're seeing silver is flat, getting no bid. And gold stocks are moving up, but just marginally when you compare to the nice move that we're seeing in gold. What's your general takeaway from this environment now where we're seeing a safe haven move mostly on the back of trade wars, geopolitical fears, all that kind of stuff?
Well, it's just one of those one-off events again, Corey, I feel. And it's related to news items, and that's not what's going to move these markets to do what we would like them to do as far as precious metals. These one-off news items, we get a bump, and it helps a little bit, and then it cools off, and then you see a reversal again, and that's what we're going to see with this. Just the fact that a lot of these stocks haven't been impacted that much by it. Some of them have. But also, as you mentioned, silver just has not done much at all today. It tells you that we may have a little run here for a while, but it's not going to last. We're in a long-term holding pattern here, and that's going to continue. And I don't think we have a good chance of a significant breakout of these markets, precious metal markets, until later in the year or until 2020. So we're still in that monthly Bollinger Band trading pattern, and that's probably going to continue for a while. But as I said earlier in the year, this is going to be a year where it's going to be a great opportunity to purchase some precious metal stocks that would get hurt even further, and some of them have, and I'm waiting to purchase some of them, and I think we're going to have the rest of the year a great opportunity for that.
So, Doc, there are some aspects that are going on kind of outside of the precious metals market that are causing people to be bullish. There are always some people that are bullish precious metals, but there are, again, some of these moves, especially by central banks, being more dovish, but still not just opening up the easy money tap, that are turning people and saying, you know what, and there does need to be some more money that flows into these safer inflation protected assets. But that whole inflation comment, with all of these new tariffs in place, do you think we're finally going to start to see some inflation pick up to the upside that could fundamentally drive these precious metals?
Yeah, I wonder if Trump even wants a trade deal with China. And if he doesn't, and he keeps putting these tariffs on, that in itself is going to make products a lot more expensive for Americans going forward. And so that's a possibility where we might see some inflation perk up. Also, we're seeing some wage pressures in a lot of companies because they're having trouble finding qualified people now for openings. And that's probably the more important area where we could see some wage pressures. But unfortunately, that sort of thing usually happens late in a cycle. And it's a shame if we get some wage pressures and then it forces company earnings down, which it will, and impact them from that standpoint because they probably can only raise prices to a point. But then we get the smell of another recession finally, which we haven't had in 9-10 years. But those things are late cycle things, so we'll see what happens, as far as these wage pressures, but it is happening under the surface. So there is some possibility of inflation going forward based on tariffs and wage pressures.
Okay, but again, something that will take time to develop. But one other thing regarding inflation, too, is that if these higher costs, thanks to tariffs, do get passed on to the consumer, do you think that inflation is still relatively muted in terms of, say, some of the commodity sectors like base metals or some of the input materials that continue to drift in price? Because companies right now aren't making a whole lot of extra product. They're a little bit worried about how this whole global trade picture is going to play out.
Yeah, and you're not going to see the pressure yet in the commodity sector probably for a while, although another area that could be impacted would be agriculture. And the amount of rain that, for instance, the Midwest has had in the United States has really put back the corn crop, and we continue to have that. And so you could have some impact on agriculture, not only from the fact that China now, for instance, is threatening not to buy any agricultural products from the United States anymore, but if you have that possibility in these tariff wars, but also from a standpoint of actual what's happening with the weather, as far as that impact on the agricultural business in the U.S. So a lot of these farmers are under pressure right now. And bankruptcies appear to be rising for the farm industry. So if enough of that happens, you might start to see a little stirring in some of the grain products and some of the feed products.
Okay, so some other things to consider there. But Doc, when we look at these U.S. equity market moves, and if we look at a big long-term chart, let's say 10-year chart, still these drops aren't devastating to these charts, and who knows how low this current drop and pullback might go. But what are some of the maybe concerning signs or signs that investors still might be willing to buy this dip and we're not going into a free-fall recession-like move?
Well, you know, we back in 2018, Corey, I mentioned that I felt we were starting a prolonged topping pattern for the conventional markets. And here we are a year and a half since this started. And from the charts I'm watching, especially the long-term charts, this is a process that's going to continue late into this year. And we're going to have some narrowing of the Bollinger Bands on the monthly chart. And when that happens, something's going to give either on the upside or downside. What's interesting, some chartists could look at the monthly chart and saying we're forming a massive inverse head and shoulders here for the conventional markets right now. That's a possibility. But as high as a MACD is, I would say the odds are over time is that we have more of a chance of breaking down on these conventional markets than starting another leg up. But it'll be hard to tell for a while until possibly later in the year whether or what scenario has the greater odds.
So it really sounds like you're not jumping on any narrative right now, waiting for summer to play out, waiting for fall to come around and maybe see how the markets react, see what kind of developments we get, because quite frankly, it was a month ago that people were talking very optimistically about trade, and now everyone seems to think that a trade deal will never happen. This all plays into, well, how Trump is maybe managing it, how he's looking at the next election, and how I think he wants the Fed to react. He's even said he wants the Fed to start cutting rates. It is all about keeping the markets elevated, but when you have this overhanging cloud that seems to come and go depending on what week, it's hard to make any long-term investment decisions. So does that mean, Doc, that you're more just waiting for either a full breakdown in these talks or some sort of a deal to be signed before you can jump on any either bullish or bearish play?
Absolutely. I'm in no hurry. And with the precious metal sector, I haven't purchased much in the last couple, 3 months. And I, I'm waiting, and I've been waiting for the washout this year because I really feel this is the year that we get the final washout, and I said that. And I was just looking at a couple of stocks yet today that I don't own that they continue to move lower. You take a company, and I'm not encouraging people to buy this company, but you take a silver company like Hecla. It is broken down again, and it's moving down to $1.40. Well, if you look at Hecla's history over 50, 60 years, the amount of time that has spent underneath $3 a share versus over $3 a share is minuscule, and maybe 10% of the time I'd have to check. I used to watch that because I bought Hecla over the years, and I often would purchase it when it get under $3 a share, and if you hang on to it, it often moves up over $5 and you almost have a double. But anyway, you look at a stock like that, you look at IM Gold, that's just getting crushed. And you look at some of these stocks, and I'm getting finally interested in a couple of them that I don't own. And I think I'm giving them time to settle down here, and then I'll start to purchase because the odds of one more move down, in my view, are really low. So that's what I've been doing, just waiting on some of these other ones to break down here, which they are, and to purchase them.
Okay, so still you're taking that buy the dip mentality, and I know that stems a lot in the resource sector, the precious metal stocks that you continue to watch because, hey, we're just not getting any significant breakouts even when we do have this, again, overhanging cloud over the market. But, Doc, we will keep on chatting about maybe how these markets continue to move and a lot about trade because that continues to be a major driver for the markets. Doc, thanks for your time today, and I hope to chat with you again later this week.